Today for the SIE exam, we are going to cover the essential market participants you absolutely must know. This topic forms the foundation for understanding how securities transactions actually happen. Let's start with the term broker-dealer. A broker-dealer is a firm that can engage in buying and selling securities for its own account or on behalf of its customers. The key is that the term combines two distinct functions, the broker function and the dealer function. A firm can act in one capacity or the other on any given transaction, but never both at the same time. When a firm acts as a broker, it's operating in an agency capacity. Think of a real estate agent. They don't own the houses they sell. They connect buyers and sellers and facilitate the transaction. Similarly, a broker acts as a middleman, finding a counterparty for their client's trade in the open market. For this service, the broker charges a commission. This is an agency transaction. The trade confirmation will clearly disclose this commission. On the other hand, when a firm acts as a dealer, it's operating in a principal capacity. In this role, the firm trades for its own account, buying and selling securities from its own inventory. If a client wants to buy a stock, a dealer might sell it directly from their inventory. If a client wants to sell, the dealer might buy it from them and add it to their inventory. Instead of a commission, the dealer's compensation is baked into the price. When selling to a client, they charge a markup. When buying from a client, they apply a markdown. This is a principal transaction. A special type of dealer is a market maker. A market maker is a firm that stands ready to buy and sell a particular security on a regular and continuous basis at a publicly quoted price. They'll show you a bid price, which is what they are willing to pay for the security, and an ask price, which is what they are willing to sell it for. The difference between these two prices is the spread, which is how they make their profit. Market makers are crucial because they provide liquidity to the market, ensuring that there's almost always someone available to trade with. So how is this tested on the exam? The SIE will often give you a scenario and ask you to identify the capacity in which the firm acted. They might say, a client's trade confirmation shows a commission. You need to know instantly that this was an agency transaction and the firm acted as a broker. If it mentions a markup, you know it was a principal transaction and the firm acted as a dealer. A common trap is confusing these roles. Now, let's contrast all of this with an investment advisor. While a broker-dealer's main job is executing transactions, an investment advisor's primary business is providing advice about securities for a fee. Their compensation is not tied to a specific transaction, but is usually an asset-based fee, like 1% of assets under management per year. The exam will try to blur the lines, but you must remember this distinction. Broker-dealers get paid for transactions. Investment advisors get paid for advice. Here is a simple way to keep the broker and dealer roles straight. Remember the acronym ABC, Agent, Broker, Commission. If a firm is an agent, it's acting as a broker and charges a commission. For the other side, think of PDM, Principal, Dealer, Markup or Markdown. This simple mnemonic can save you on several exam questions. By mastering these foundational players, you will have a clear picture of the structure of the marketplace.